doing up there is what's on those plans.
Okay. So do we know what our code allows?
30 feet.
Is that to peak or eave?
To the peak, to the highest point on the roof. And it's on three sides of the, three of the four sides of that home that it's high. Do you need something?
So what do you want to do with them in that? Do you want to just get rid of the
replace
hanging ones,
put something up on the roof, I would say. Get rid of the
yeah
hanging ones.
You just want something
similar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say LED, but just something that looks nice, puts out lots of light.
Okay. All right, I'll give you something. I told Scott I'd try to get something by tomorrow,
okay,
but I'm not guaranteeing I can get pricing.
Okay. Well, just for the first of the week. We don't. That'll work.
So is this through MAG?
No, this is some rural, I don't recall.
It's one that the Wasatch County lady that works on getting grants and things had emailed us and said, hey, look into this, you know. And it's for rural development or something. It's different money through MAG, and we could qualify for up to $600,000 for it. And
it's a grant.
It's
yes
a grant, and there's a percentage. Worst case would be we'd have to pay 30%, but best case might be we might not have to pay any, and she's looking to where we're a smaller town at what that percentage would be. If it was Wasatch County, it would be 30.
Yeah.
But she's thinking that since we're less numbers in our population, that we can get better than that.
That'd be good.
Well, and she seemed pretty optimistic because she said Oakley, Francis, those, you know, they've really benefited from it. They've got a lot of money from it, so.
It's too bad you can't figure out whether this roof can support solar panels. And
yeah, that was
wipe your
suggested
power bill out.
Mm-hmm.
They're ugly, but they work.
Okay,
Okay, thanks, Jay.
So Jay, what did Quinn recommend that you do, or what did he say if there is a discrepancy?
Okay, so I asked him that exact thing. What are our options here? And he says, how far along are they? And he says, well, they're putting windows in. I said, as the town board, planning commission, you know, there's been lots of complaints. And I said, you can see that house. And he's, you know, needed to be. And so I showed him where it was. And he's like, oh. And he says, why did they put it up there? You know, kind of a thing. I explained to him we do not have a copy of the plans that were submitted to the town to compare to. He said that really shouldn't matter if we have the recording from the meeting, which I do believe I have on my phone, that I did that. I did it that night. I've contacted Riley about those plans because there are no plans anywhere. Like, we should have several sets of plans. And she will not respond to me. So.
And in the future, we always should have an electronic.
Well, we do. Copy. For all the others, you know what? All the ones I've been involved with, we have electronic.
And paper copy that comes that night. That's.
But Hiram, this Hiram and Kirsten or Kristen, I don't recall what her name is, Nielsen, there was an email thread among all of us on the Planning Commission that they would bring the plans with them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do remember discussing. I've mentioned this before, but that peak was right on.